girls enter the justice system differently from the way boys enter the justice system. And girls overwhelmingly enter the justice system as a result of their own reactions to traumatic experiences. 72% of girls in the justice system have experienced sexual or physical abuse, which is some significant 4 to 6 times higher than boys. And so really, it's a different way of getting in there, and it's a different way of us saying, how can we stop girls from going into the juvenile justice system? And that is to appropriately respond to their traumas in their lives so that they're not doing the kinds of things that we criminalize.
So I understand there's a racial component to this, that women of color are at even greater risk. Why do you suspect that is?
Yes. Women and girls of color are at greater risk, and it's really the intersection between, you know, sexism and racism. White girls, of course, you know, have protection by having white privilege. That is just to say that they are recognized as being, you know, who they are. Black girls are still very heavily stereotyped as being more sexually active, more involved with drugs or substances. And so at the same ages, they're viewed very, very differently. So what happens is when girls do things, for instance, if they are living in an abusive situation at home or they're being sexually abused and it's not being recognized or dealt with in the home, they'll run away, which is a perfectly appropriate thing to do, you know, to get away from an abusive situation. However, what we do is we look at it and say, okay, they're a runaway, put them in the juvenile justice system. And again, for girls of color, since they are perceived as being less innocent and more adult, we treat them as less innocent and more adult. So they don't deserve or need protections. Instead, it's, oh, she's 8, but she's already in sex and drugs, and that's it. You know, time to just put her into the justice system, try and shake her up.
So the YWCA will be hosting a series of community discussions over the next few months, and you'll be showing several different films and having follow-up conversation afterwards. How did you choose the films and topics that will be discussed?
Really wanted to really just bring light to the situation. What we want to do is have people recognize the traumas that occur in our community and how we can handle them as a community. We can do things as a community to make this a safer place physically, a safer place just in an environment, a safer place psychologically for women, for girls to grow up in, and not, for instance, you know, have them having to fear sexual assault. So what I wanted to do was, one, say, look, these are the things that are happening. We have to recognize that they're real. And then, two, this is what, you know, happens when we as a system, or systemically through our justice system, our health system, our behavioral health system, our school systems, when those systems aren't stopping and saying, okay, why is this girl acting like this? What has she experienced that's making her react in this way? When we don't think that way, all of our systems, you know, act in a very disciplinary, punish kind of way, right? We don't look at what happened. We look at, you did this, you're done. So what I wanted to do was show a set of films that, you know, one, explain how trauma and abuse build this cycle, how we make decisions as a society that perpetuates the cycle and worsens the trauma, and how we can simply change those things. And there's a lot of change we can do.